Hi, this is Kevin.
And this is Robert from the In Obscuria podcast.
And you are listening to the ever-winding gyre that is the Sean Geek and Fast Fret podcast.
And they are without a doubt our favorite Caucasians. I mean, Canadians.
True. Well, next to Getty, Neil, and Alex.
Rick, Gil, and Mike.
Oh, Danko Jones, Sebastian Bach.
Brian Vollmer. Oh, don't forget James LaBrie. Oh, and our favorite, Anne Murray.
John Michael Thor.
Yeah.
Alanis.
Gordy.
Burton Cummings. Yeah. Corey Hart.
Brian Adams. We forgot Brian Adams.
Chris Jericho. Mm-hmm. Lips. Randy Rampage. Eric Luzier. Bob and Doug McKenzie.
You dicks!
Welcome to the Sean and Geek. The Sean Geek and Fast Fret podcast. Done.
Well done. Okay, we're going to use that.
How was lunch? Did you like lunch yesterday?
It was very good. It was quite exotic for what I'm used to.
Subway? We do subs.
I had the sub tartare. It was might have been cat food, but it was the best cat food I've ever had between a toast. You got to get it toasted. That's for sure.
Yeah.
You have to get it toasted.
Yeah. I liked, I had my plankton sub.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it was a little bit crunchy in spots, like a little bit too crunchy. Like,
yeah. I mean, I didn't know you can replace the bread option with plankton. That was what surprised
me. Well, it's a bit more natural. It's, you know,
gluten-free, right?
Gluten-free. Yeah. It's not iron-free though.
Comes straight from the source.
Yeah. Straight from the
source. The ocean.
Well, so, something happened between yesterday and today. I went to Portugal last night and then came back this morning.
Wow.
So,
how are you jet lagged?
No, not at all, actually, because I went there and came back like so fast. Like, there's no jet lag. That's how it works. So
you just got off the plane, they refilled it, and you just like,
yeah,
did a lap. And
well, I went to the HMV, which is called HPV out there.
What does it stand for?
I think the Portuguese word for music is music.
Oh,
so it's music, Portugal music, I think. Oh. Or no, PV.
Music, Portugal, music.
So I went to the store and I bought a bunch of CDs and I thought we could play some today.
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah. That sounds like a good trip.
Oh, I feel like I just tripped just now. Well, that came out of nowhere. I didn't expect to make my laugh laugh so hard. It's not how it's supposed to work. Oh my god. Oh my god. That's horrible. All right. So I found a whole bunch of bands like in the store. I couldn't speak English and they couldn't speak Arabic. They couldn't speak English. And so they just gave me a bunch of CDs. I think they thought like I was there like to, I don't know, like I worked for somebody or something. So they just gave me a bunch of stuff. So I don't know if this stuff is going to be any good or not.
Only one way to find out.
No, but I'm on the wrong. So I ripped all these and put them onto, I have a separate thumb drive. I just have to find where I put this stupid thing. If you hear any noises in the back, those are just the employees on the floor.
Yeah, they're just what are they doing right now? They're stopping a grease fire that's, you know, it's a daily occurrence. Grease fire and then it's lunch.
What the we should play this.
Oh, wow. Scary, scary CD.
You know what? I decided for the first track, because I gotta sort through here. I just want to play this for you.
Okay.
This is a local Winnipeg guy.
Cool. Okay.
There's that band you might have heard of, Dome.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we borrowed their song for the opening track of our show.
Mm-hmm.
They played with this guy. I think this is the one. Yeah, we're gonna play this. So this is can you pronounce this? Rhymes with HPV.
Okay, so it starts with Husica. Is it a diethylamide?
A diethylamide.
A diethylamide. Yeah. Okay.
Took me a long time to learn how to say that. This guy's incredibly talented. One man band, plays everything himself.
Very cool.
Oh, hi. Oh, we have a puppy in our shop.
Oh.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
So this is our mascot for...
Yeah.
So I have... He's over here.
He farts a lot.
Oh, he... Simon. Yeah.
Simon. Yeah, they're probably asking him to...
Simon.
We have a little treadmill that powers all the machines here, so we're just giving him a little break before he has to go back and...
And we're making these guys work.
Yeah.
We got to do this here. Share.
Oh, yeah.
We're breaking the illusion. People might figure out what's really going on this show.
Well, I don't know if it'll be that or the... I went to Portugal for a day and came back in a day. That might have...
That might have broken the
tipped them off a bit, right?
You think so?
I maybe.
I think there's labor laws that are being broken here.
Well, the union might be on strike, so that's why they're
gotta
get the pianos out and what song is that?
I don't know. I just made
it. Oh.
I'm going to look for my singing book so I can make a new song.
Mm.
Like, in the past, usually there was a desk here that had two drawers. I don't know anything else.
Well, that was awkward.
Yes, it was.
They removed that kid that was in here. I don't...
She kept telling me about a piano, a keyboard, you know. Next thing you know, lo and behold, there it is. I don't remember it being in the office before, but... You know what I think the problem was?
What's up?
The problem was I showed her how to plug it in. I showed her how to plug it in. That set us down the path, I think.
Yeah, and she was kind of like blending.
Because it wasn't plugged in.
No. And she was kind of blending in and out. Like it was really, really strange. Like, it was like she was like ethereal. Like is this place freaking haunted or what?
I mean, I haven't seen too many weird things, you know. You know, there's, you know, just the weird pianos that appear, the very strange vending machines. There's that weird hallway where all there is like weird moaning going on. It's pretty normal stuff, I guess.
That's typical for a factory, I think. You know.
Yeah, if it's not haunted, is it really a factory? Like,
that's a very, very good point. Very good point. What the heck was that? Was that someone else? I just heard a noise there. Who was that?
Hold on one sec. I don't know. There's a cat under my desk.
I thought it was a ferret. Or like a badger or something.
Just one of those, those old factory cats, you know. They got 10 or 11 lives. I think them, they need it because of all the, debris and machines to crush them. Yeah.
the machines to crush them.
I'm gonna name this. Well, I mean, you know, they jumping in and out of things being made. You know, doing what cats do, and they should, you know, where they should.
Yes, true.
I'm gonna name this. I'm gonna name him TBD.
Okay.
Theodore Bagwell Defferson.
Defferson. Very common American name there.
Yeah.
Defferson.
Yeah. Thomas. It's the Thomas Defferson was one of the founding fathers, right? That's right.
So.
I went to public school. I know things.
So I think the last thing, I was about to play a song and then that figure showed up and started playing piano. Maybe we should get into that song right away.
Yeah,
it was that band called a dithylamide.
Very cool.
All right, I am going to. All right. Okay, there's my computer screen here. This is a dithylamide. I feel like there's like thuffer and thuckatash going on here.
Thuffer and thuckatash.
A dithylamide. Yeah.
So this says solo musician Anthony Alexander Vallad dives into the mind of a neurotic, drug-fueled psychopath with a lust for love. Oh, that's kind of cute.
Right. Yeah, romantic in a lot of ways.
Yes. So I am going to hit play. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
So this is a song from the This Is a Secret album called Lavender.
Something different.
Yeah,
I like the singing.
Yeah,
the vocals were a lot of fun.
I was trying to put the lyrics up, but I didn't put them up quick enough. I wasn't even sure if you could see the lyrics or not.
It was a little harder to see, but no, it was good. It was something pretty fun. I like the singing. The singing was a nice touch.
Yeah, it was nice. He's I've seen him play a number of times, and he's always entertaining. One man band. He's got a laptop set up and a guitar and keyboards, and he just kind of swaps between the instruments as he's playing some looping effects, and he's all corpse painted out.
I like it.
Yeah. Cool. So what are you going to counter with on this one here?
What am I going to counter with? I didn't know this was a contest. Let's see. You know what we'll do? We'll counter with something. I usually, a lot of times, I like to come like right out of the gates, you know, some energy. Oh,
yeah. I like that.
Some liveliness. But I think I'm going to do it a little different to this week.
So you're going to play something you don't like?
Work day.
You're going to play something you don't like?
No, no. Well, yeah. If I would, I'd be like, all right, we're playing U2 on a loop.
Oh, no, God. We're not doing that. Sometimes I think we're in hell, but then we truly would be, I guess.
Yeah, there's, you know, we don't want to test that theory, do we? Okay, so the band I am going to feature is called tell me if you've heard it before. It's called Acid King.
Acid King. I'm just looking in here. Is this? I'm just going through this. All right.
Ah, there we go. So yeah, if we go to the album,
they have a brand new album. Wait, is this future albums?
Yeah, apparently.
Like this is like 2023. What year is it now? No. Wait.
I thought it was the year.
No, this sounds good.
What year is it? Okay,
fair. I think enough. We get mixed up because we're Windows 95.
Well, that's. I think that's just our business place living in the past.
Oh, yeah. It could be not
a refusal us, to. Yeah, a refusal to adapt. So, yeah, if we go to the third album, there should be a song called.
The one that has I.
Yeah, I.
Is that like Black Romans would like, say? Is that like Crazy Train? I. It's my third album.
it's, you know, you might have a point. I'll have to do. I'll have to figure that out. I don't know too many details about this band, but I've heard them a bit, and they're quite entertaining. Well, different than what I'm used to listening to. So I think. Let's start off. You know what? We'll start off with the first song, Two-Wheeled Nation.
Two-Wheeled Nation.
Probably something we want to hear.
All right.
Yeah, Two-Wheeled Nation.
All right, let's go with this one here. You ready? We'll be right back. That was mighty excellent. That was really good.
Something a little more slow and sad once in a while. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, it was good.
Slow it down a bit.
I really like the drums in there. It had that that Sabbath-y feel. Like I really like Sabbath, like Black Sabbath drumming. Just that said, that the way the rolls are done is always a lot of fun. That was good. Okay,
I think they would. This band is kind of called like stoner metal, stoner rock. It's kind of like all this like group of bands that are inspired by like the sound of Master of Reality.
Yes.
Like,
specifically
that album.
Yeah. Exactly.
Kick it off. Yeah.
And that was good. Yeah, I really quite kind enjoyed of a cool that. Band that.
I liked it. Good.
So,
Pressure's on.
Well, I think I got to play something from Portugal. So,
yeah.
So this is, remember I told you, I bought a bunch of CDs. Now, I don't know if they're any good or not. Don't know, but I'm going to try. So we are going to, we're just going to start right here. I don't know if I know who, let's see if I can figure out who this band is first. Destroyers of All. There is no description. Awesome. All right. I know they're Portuguese. Cool. That's all I know. It's called Hollow Words is the song. The album is Bleak Fragments. I guess I could be sharing this. Why don't I just share this here? All right, you can see this here. All right. Let's give it a go. Let's see how it goes. You ready? All right.
I'm ready.
Fucking world, fucking
That was a ride. I like that a lot.
Wasn't that good?
That was a ride. That was like a, I don't know. It felt like I just listened to like an epic tale. I was just.
So I looked them up here because on these CDs I got, I was trying to go through them and find ones that I thought you'd like. So this is all I found about them. Their website's not active, which is unfortunate. But it says Destroyers of All is a progressive death thrash metal band from Coimbra, Portugal, founded in 2011. The band's sound blends diverse musical influences from various styles ranging from thrash, death, and even black metal to hard rock and progressive metal. And their website
very cool.
Is
I liked it. I dig that a lot.
Yeah, that was
under construction.
Yeah, and I just get a bunch of code. Just a bunch of code. Oh well. So yeah.
Okay.
So I liked all the different, like there was even like little parts. Like sometimes you'll notice that a bass player in metal bands, sometimes they're not really getting a chance to do too much. They're just following the guitar or whatever. But that guy get, you know, he had some opportunities to have some fun there. I don't know. It was good.
Okay. You've upped the game. You've upped the game. That was awesome. That was super awesome. All right. Well, I've been saving this one, but I think it's
time to break it out.
Time.
Ooh.
I think it's time. All right. So, this is a band. You know, actually, are they? I'm just going to do one quick thing here. I forget where they're from, actually, but I think I know. Oh, okay. I didn't know that. So this is a band from Sweden.
Ooh, okay.
They have not done very much, but what they have done has been pretty impactful for the power metal scene. Is a band called Lost Horizon. Have you ever heard of them?
Oh, okay. Yes and no. So there was a local band called Lost Horizon.
But they're
not the same. Because I've seen this band pop up before when I was trying to find this other band. Okay. And I'm like, wow, this doesn't sound anything like the band that I saw.
Yeah.
All right. So okay, are you can you see so my monitor
I'm,
here?
I'm not going to do an intro. I can see your monitor. The track we're going to look for is called Sworn in the Metal Wind. It should be on the Flame to the Ground the Beneath. Album's Flame to the Ground Beneath.
So I see, so they've got a 2001 and a 2002. Yeah, you don't have anything else on that flash drive there? Like they haven't released anything after that?
Nope, because that's all that they've been on hold since 2005.
Wow.
So probably not sure if we'll be getting new stuff from them, but is it on? Maybe this is the wrong album. Sorry, I might have given you the wrong album.
That's okay.
If you go back, it should be the other album because there's the two.
So this is the 2001 folder here, looks like.
Yeah, probably isn't from 2001, yeah. Yeah, the third track, Sworn in the Metal Wind. Whenever you're ready, I'm good to go. Just a warning, it's gonna get right to it, so just be ready.
Okay, I'll put my seatbelt on here. All right, I think I'm ready.
Wow.
That was pretty cool.
Guy's voice is just kind of insane.
So I pulled this up. There's this website you may have heard of. It's called Waikai something. There's a listing for these guys here. I'm actually going to share it, I think. Have you seen what these guys look like?
Yeah, I have seen them.
This is freaking awesome. So the band members let's go through the band member names.
I forgot about their names. Yeah.
So the guitar player's name is Transcendental Protagonist. The bass player is called the Cosmic Antagonist. The drummer is the Preternatural Transmogrifier, and the keyboard player is the Purposecacious Protector.
Perspacious protector. I mean, if you don't have character names, what about the official former members?
I think, none of those were vocalists here. So let's see. Ethereal Magnanimous and Equilibrarian Epicurious. Wow. So I guess the vocalist, was this the guy that's been there all along, or no? Let's see.
He's just got a brief stint there, looks like, from up till 2005, I guess.
Ah, okay, yeah, I think so. Wow, that was something else. That was quite interesting. There's some pretty bad lyrics in there.
Yeah, there are some wild translation issues, and then some just interesting.
I don't think I want to repeat them either. Yeah, that was pretty risque there. All right.
Sometimes.
All right. Well. Before I do what I was just doing, I should make sure that this song is added. I'm going to move this over to the right folder here. So I have it for later. There we go. Now that was pretty good. What am I going to counter here with? Let's see. Yeah, so that was this one. And I think I kind of really want to do this one because I was told. I went to this comic book shop, and I was told that we needed to play this on the next episode.
Okay.
I don't know. I guess I should here. Let me just move aside so you can see my screen here. Okay. So this band here, have you heard of this band here? The last one?
I don't think I have, no.
Okay, I was told by multiple different parties that we had to play the song and hear it. I purposely did not listen to it so we could enjoy this experience at the same time.
Ooh, okay.
And I purposely did not listen to it. So that Rod, that Brambilla guy, you know that guy from the comic shop?
Yeah.
Yeah. He said he's like listening to this album endlessly, and he suggested we would listen to this particular song. I don't know anything about the band, but while we're listening, I will see if I can find something about them and see who these people are. You ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
would be lying if I told you that I didn't wish that I could be your man. Or maybe make a good girl bad. I've got a river running right into you. I've got a blood swell red in the blue. Something you say or something you do could taste of the divine. You've got my body flesh and bone. The sky above, the earth below. Nothing to say and nowhere to go. The taste of the divine.
Well, that was quite a bit different.
Yeah, it was a little more chill in a lot of places than I expected.
In that ending, what the heck was that? It was like, whoa, that was completely out of left field.
Yeah, it was, it was different.
Yeah, I'll give it that. Yeah, it was different. I liked parts of it. And then there was, I don't know, maybe it was just two all over the place. I don't know. But here's, I just pulled up like who these guys are. So, British alternative band from London. They're anonymous and a mass collective led by a front man known only as Vessel. They're not trying to be popular, but I guess the not trying to be popular makes them become popular, I guess. They all wear masks and cloaks, obscure their faces. They don't talk on stage, and they only have ever done one interview. It's interesting, that's for sure.
Yeah. It's okay. Got more of like there's some atmospheric elements to it, kind of like a little more. It was fine.
Yeah, I think I'm in the same.
I like to be, you know, not to be surprised, right?
Yeah. All right. So where are you going to take us now? Mr. Rory Employé.
Rory Employé. There we go. I should probably get a name tag. I should get a name tag.
Oh, you need a name tag too, for sure.
Yeah. It would probably be for the best for all of us.
All right. Which folder am I going in here?
Which folder? Let's see. Let's go. Decisions. All right. How about we are going to take? Yeah, we're gonna take a something throwback to something, you know, to a simpler time.
Oh.
The band is called. Have you heard of it? Called White Wizard? And that's with two Z's.
Oh, of course it's two Z's. It's like Blizzard.
You've got it. Yeah, exactly. Like Blizzard. Exactly. There we go. We're halfway there.
Oh, I like the... Oh, God. That's going to be fun.
They're a band that's... I don't know if they've had too many change-ups, actually. I think their singer might have changed at some point, but I'm a track I'm going to do is from their original singer, who's really, really good. The song is called 40 Deuces.
40 Deuces. Oh, there it is right there. All right.
There we go.
Let's give it a go.
Time, heavy metal.
Heavy metal.
Yeah, I
Yeah, I don't know. That really worked for me, actually. I don't know, man. I that was good. It was just pure awesome. Yeah. Now, I was gonna play another Portugal song, but now this kind of got me in the mood to listen to something else. I don't know if you've heard this band before or not. I don't even know if I have it on here.
Should just carry a bag of flash drives like me. That's the way of the future.
Yes.
yes.
Edit. Radio edit. That doesn't sound good.
Uh-oh.
Oh, here it is. This one's a bit long, though. Oh, whatever. It's a good song. I think you'll like it. Okay. All right. Have you ever heard of a band called Metal Church?
I've heard of Metal Church, yeah. Can't say I've listened to very much. I can't say I've heard very much of theirs. So
they've actually gone through a couple singers. So I got into the first, I guess the first album, and they were like really just an independent band that released, I think they released the album independently. They kind of shot the video themselves, and they're very do-it-yourself kind of band. And they're really just a bunch of metal fans playing metal. And eventually people they started to catch on, and I think they started opening for some big bands and stuff, but I don't think they ever made it big. But anyway, this song here features their second singer, and a buddy of mine used to play this band all the time. He like learned all the guitar parts, and anyway, this song I really, really like. I'm going to warn you though. How awake are you right now?
As normally awake as I am during the workday.
Okay. There is something with this particular song. As a drummer myself, I get tired listening to this song because I don't know how the hell this drummer is playing that fast.
Okay. Okay.
So, okay, here we go. So this song is called Badlands. It's by the song Metal Church with their second singer. And here we go.
All right.
Nice long fade out.
Oh yeah. That was cool. I like that.
That tickled your fancy.
That tickled my fancy a little bit. It was I think my experience with the sound is like maybe the one other song I've heard. So it was I'm trying to remember
what it was. Watch the children pray. A slow.
You know what? Let me see if I can find the song I would do. But it was good. It's I like the storytelling. I like that a lot.
Yeah, that's what I liked about it. I think, like, that's the kind of metal I like. Where, you know, there's something going on. It's not just I broke up with my girl.
Yeah. Oh, you know what the song was that I've heard? You know, now that I think of it, I haven't listened to it in a long time. I remember my friend and I, we really liked listening to it. The Dark, that's the song.
By them?
By them, yeah.
I'll have to look into it now. I don't know if I know that one.
It was a good song. And I just, like, we never really, like, listened to much more. I don't know why. We had no issue. We liked the song.
I know, and the same with them. It's like, oh, shit, yeah, why don't I listen to more? The drums, like he's riding that hi-hat, like I don't know how to play that fast. Yeah. I was just getting so tired, you know, like, dude, like, slow down.
Yeah, like, I could hear you like drumming.
I just raised my chair here.
I think you could drum in the table, but I can tell you know, you're trying to keep up, right? Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's really, really tough. Yeah. But I think we should do one more song. Do you have something in mind here?
Yeah, I could find us something. Let's see. What would be a good kind of a good ending? Is that kind of what you're looking at? A good ending
yeah.
track?
Yeah.
Okay. Decisions. You know what? Tell me, what do you know about the German thrash metal scene of the 80s?
Nothing. Oh, well, I know thrash metal, though. Yeah. I don't know anything about the thrash metal scene.
Do you know,
I know a couple of metal bands, but not thrash.
Have you heard of Creator? I don't know if that's how they pronounce it.
With a K?
With a K, yeah.
I've heard of them. I've probably heard them at some point, but I can't...
Yeah, well, let's...
I can't identify it off the top of my head.
I think... All right, well, let's do the track Pleasure to Kill. It'll be a good way to leave us with the adrenaline pumping, so we can finish our work shift, you know?
Yes. Yes, exactly. All right. Sorry, which one was it? Sorry? Who?
Yeah, if you look for the there's an album of the same name from 86, I think it's from. If that helps.
86. Oh, what? Wow, they're prolific. Holy crap. Uh-oh.
They've done a lot, actually.
86, eh? Oh, wait, more?
Yeah.
Here we go. Holy wow. This one?
Yeah, Pleasure to Kill would be the
Pleasure to
the
Kill
title,
album.
Yeah, title track, Pleasure to Kill would be the... Yeah.
See, I like seeing this. These guys have been around for a dog's age, and they're still doing stuff. Wow, this is
they're
awesome.
They're still releasing music, and the music that I've heard, I haven't heard a lot of it, actually. Not too much recent, honestly, but I might have to change that because it's like still pretty heavy, I find, from the stuff I've heard. It's like they're still playing just as aggressively as, you know, as they can. They haven't really changed too much, so yeah.
All right, so which track do you want to do?
Let's do Pleasure to Kill is a good one, I think. Good introduction there, the title track.
All right. This is a new one for me. This will be good.
All right.
Let's go.
Cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's, after seeing the lyrics, was a little bit of an experience. But
yeah, I know.
It's you know something pretty hardcore, pretty aggressive. So yeah, they'll give you nightmares.
I was just reading up their Wikipedia. I was reading up their Wikipedia page just to see. They're incredibly influential, and they've been around for 41 years. Two members of the band are original and been around for the entire time. And they're, yeah, one of the most influential European thrash metal bands are called Teutonic metal bands.
Teutonic thrash, okay. Oh,
yeah.
There's also a new, there's another one I'll save. Big Four, yeah. There's another German one that I'd also consider in that kind of vein, same length of career.
I'm curious which one it is.
Yeah. Well, I'll have to save.
Are you going to save that for another episode?
Oh yeah, I'll save that for another time.
Oh no. Okay, yeah. Don't forget it.
No, honestly, no. I've got.
Yeah, it was comparing them to like three other bands as the Big Four. So I'm curious if.
Big Four. It ends up being Teutonic Thrash.
The Big Four Teutonic, yeah.
Let me look at the. Yeah, let me. Okay, so there's. Oh, okay. There's those. Those are the four. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Those are the four. Yeah.
Definitely four bands worth listening to. Like, if you like.
Okay. Next episode we should play the three.
Sure.
Excuse me. The three other bands.
Yeah.
I think that would be good.
Perfect.
I'll throw a couple more Portugal bands in there. Well, because there was a couple other bands I really wanted you to hear, but
oh yeah, well,
I mean we gotta go for lunch, so
yeah, lunch is important.
Yep. Awesome. All right, well I guess we can cap it off there, and thanks for doing this. Yeah. And
it's time for I've got an egg salad with my name on it. I won't tell you how I got my name on it.
Awesome. Oh, boy. Okay. Well, we'll see you guys on... So that was the week. That was like 5 days we just worked. Yeah. So I guess I'll see you on Monday.
Yeah. Sounds good. Look forward to it.
Thank you for listening. And we'll see you next week. And bye. Have a good day.
Hey gang, Sean Geek here.
And Fast Fret.
And we have two storefronts. If you are a TeePublic fan, you can browse our inventory over at TeePublic, which is teepublic.com/SeanGeekPodcast.
Or redbubble.com/people/SeanGeekPodcast.
You can get anything from either storefront, from t-shirts, stickers, phone cases, accessories of all kinds. We're talking masks, notebooks, mugs, pillows, totes, tapestries.
Oh my.
Oh my. Everything's there. Just go to those addresses. Also check the show notes and help support the show. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.